Thousands of years before Jesus, there was a guy called Noah. And Noah built a boat. And Noah lived to be 950 years old. But they never mention that in sermons because we might think it's bullshit. And Noah was thousands of years before Jesus, so Noah was about this big. There's little Noah with his long hair and his great big beard. He looks like a glorified chess piece. And he built a boat, and they put all the animals on the boat, and we had two of each animal, and he lived in, like, Afghanistan, back when it was a God-loving place. And all the animals came, and they all swam there and shit. They all made it there in, like, a week, all the kangaroos and all that type of stuff. Then he worked out some type of refrigeration system to keep the polar bears cold and the lions hot. And he made the door on the ark very small so that the dinosaurs couldn't get in because he was a thinker. Then he had storage areas for all their delicate diets because we all know what picky fucking eaters pandas are. Aren't pandas a bunch of cunts? I'm done with pandas, and I'll tell you why, right? Every fucking living creature loves pandas. The panda doesn't have a natural predator on the planet, and they're dying out because they're fucking dicks. Fuck them! Let them die out! The pandas don't fuck each other, therefore they don't have babies, therefore we've got no fucking pandas. They're dead weight. Let's lose the fucking pandas. We've tried. We have fucking tried. We, the human race, put pandas in cages together and try to help them fuck, but they don't. We go, there's a panda, go fuck the panda. And they just look at each other. You put me in a cage with anything. Anything. And after a week, I'll fuck it.
Welcome to the fucking show, faggots. There we go. There's your opener.
I just said I always talk first. Napier, you should talk first. And that's what you go with.
Yep. You should know by now, you know, never ask Napier to do something for real because he'll...
Yeah, don't invite me to speak.
Well, after a three-month hiatus, Jesse returns.
Hey!
Hey! For episode 30, I guess it's a milestone, so...
Like, whoa.
Yeah.
30 episodes.
Yeah. So we were at Napier's sister's wedding yesterday.
Yeah.
And we're out on the balcony, and Napier's smoking a cigarette. I was just, you know, hanging out, you know.
Getting secondhand cancer.
Getting heck, yeah, yeah. He was blowing it right in my face. It was great. But, hey, wait a second. Is my microphone on?
Yep. Yep, yours is on.
Dang. Is yours on?
Yep. I can see the little thingy do the thingy.
Oh, okay. But anyway, yeah, we were out on the balcony, and this guy comes out, and he, you know, he's just making small talk. He comes out, and he goes, you know, I remember coming here when this balcony was only half the size of the current balcony. And you know, he lights up a cigarette and takes one big puff of it, and Napier just stares deep into his soul. And he goes, you know, some people call it a rape whistle, but I call it a mating call. The guy tosses his cigarette, went inside, didn't say a word. It was really funny.
He ran away.
Yeah, he was just like, he's like, well, I don't want to be a part of the conversation that is going on here. And then I think that Laura was probably getting a little uncomfortable because me and Napier then... You know, like, when Napier says something like that, we then just bust into the podcast. I mean, we're doing the podcast for us.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm talking about, well, you know, I would imagine that, you know, you hear the rape whistle and you come running and the woman's like, oh, my hero, you know, he's here to save the day. But Napier's like, mind if I join? Or
we're doing the Taco Bell commercial. No, tag out, dude, tag out.
I'm gonna I gotta relieve you.
You gonna be able to finish that?
Dude, it's the eighth inning. We're almost there. We're almost home.
Yeah.
you gotta finish, buddy.
Do you ever use that in your private life? Like you were like, hey baby, let's get out that rape whistle and get me going.
It turns me on when you fight back.
Exactly.
Oh, man.
I can't get hard unless I get maced first.
So, Jesse,
yeah.
What's going on, man? How are things?
Things are good. I mean, a lot has happened since the last time I've been on here.
Yeah?
I'm engaged now.
Hey, well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, congratulations.
I don't know. It's good times.
Good times.
So, are you falling asleep over there? What is?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Mike's just putting his hat on and just going back. And
dozing off.
Deep sleep.
No, he's meditating on one of the other segments that we're going to do later.
Oh, maybe. Yeah?
Maybe. Who knows?
Enlighten me. What is this segment?
I don't know. You're the one meditating.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, I'm deep in trance trying to, you know, come up with the next great bit.
Exactly. He's got his wabi-sabi on.
So 30 episodes. What was your favorite moment of the 30?
Ooh, I don't know. Napier?
I like Rape Dave.
Rape Dave?
Yeah.
Would that be your favorite of the last 15? Or
yeah,
your favorite?
Not of all time.
Not of all time?
No, Clayton Burning
Dildos.
It's
got to be Clayton Burning Dildos, yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, it came back later on. Like, immediately it wasn't my favorite, but, like, what I end up coming back to most of all, I think, is Napier's marriage proposal.
Yeah, that was pretty good, too. That was a pretty good moment.
Which, honestly, yeah. I, as funny as Napier's thing was, you had the line of that when you said, baby, let's go see a movie.
Funny enough, that's how I proposed to Sarah. So,
yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah.
A full pee?
Yeah.
Did she take the whole thing?
Or well,
did,
yeah. I mean,
she took it like a champ?
Yeah.
I mean, if she hadn't, that would have been it.
Oh, of
You'd
course.
Be like, it's time to move on.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah. That's right.
So, you know, the podcast has done good. It you know.
Yeah, we haven't had people come to our door and say, hey, I heard what you said about, you know, the rape, Dave, and I just want to let you know that I got AIDS when this dog had sex with me while I was asleep. Like, oh, well, okay, well, now I feel kind of bad, but not really.
Well, we were sitting at this wedding yesterday, and I'm sitting at a table. It was me, Laura, and 8 people. I had no idea who any of them were. And so, you know, me and Laura are sitting there talking, and, you know, we're pretty much, I'm not really like a social guy, and so
yes.
You know, the 8 people at the table, I was completely ignoring. I didn't have anything to talk to anybody about, and they showed up a half hour late, so they were rude anyway. So I was like, "Fuck these people! I'm done with them altogether." So finally, one of them says, "You know, who are you friends with? Are you friends with the bride or the groom?" And I was like, "I'm friends with the bride's brother." And you know, like you know when you say something and then hours later, you're like, I probably should have said that different. I should have just said the bride.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, yeah. So,
yeah, because I didn't invite you.
What?
Cassie invited you. I didn't.
No, I know, I know. And yeah, but, you know,
you weren't my plus one.
and you know, it was nice to be invited. And you know, Cassie's great. But you know, I mean, like, you know, me and Cassie don't hang out.
Yeah, but she loved your blog. She was your number one fan.
Yeah, but what, so I should have just said the bride, but I didn't. But anyway, and so they said, "Oh, you're Michael's friend," and I was like, "Oh yeah, Michael. I'm Michael's friend," because you know, and you know, I joked about
that's
that.
That's like because, 2 steps removed from what you actually call him.
Yeah. and so they said, "Well, what's your name?" And I introduced myself, and they said, "Oh, you don't look anything like I imagined you to look like." I was like, what does that mean? And they were like, well, you're legendary. You know, we've heard all kinds of stories about you. And so then, like, that was the end of the conversation. Like,
wow.
And so, I mean,
I've said some terrible, terrible things on this podcast. And right. So, you know, I'm sitting there going, you know, what do they know about? What are they? I mean, have they listened to the show? Do they, you know, do they think that I'm the devil? And so I'm just sitting here.
If they listen to the show, they wouldn't call Napier Michael.
No.
Yeah, probably not. But so, you know, then I'm just sitting there. And I'm like rethinking, like, you know, what have I said? What are these people thinking? You know, and then, you know, finally Cassie comes over and Napier comes over. And, you know, I said to Napier, I said, you know, hey, they said that they know stories about me. And you know, I'm kind of curious what it is. And so Napier just goes, hey, what do you know about Mike? So they're like, well, we know, you know, about, you know, things that you guys did at Pizza Hut and things like that. And I was like, oh, thank God. And they're like, and we also know about the wheelbarrow full of dicks. I was like, oh, fuck. So,
and then I bust into the story about when you put a toilet in my front yard.
Have we ever told that on the podcast?
I don't think I've ever heard
it. No, I don't think we have.
Bobby's then girlfriend at the time, parents were remodeling their house. This was probably 8 or 9 years ago.
It was before, like, we graduated.
Yeah.
It's been at least 10 or 11.
Yeah. So they're remodeling one of their bathrooms, and they're throwing out the toilet that's in their bathroom. And so, I mean, most people think, you know, ew, gross toilet, throw it away.
Yeah.
Me and Bobby think opportunity. So we're trying to decide what it is that we need to do with this toilet, because it certainly can't go to waste. We can't just throw away this toilet.
Of course not.
And so we pack it up in the back of Bobby's big blue minivan, and we drive it over to Napier's house, and we just set it in his front yard and drive off.
Yeah, set it up upright, not like left. Like, they took care. Like, they set it up like it should have been.
Did they poop in it?
No.
Oh, God, I wish we would have thought of that at the time.
That would have been great, just leave a big poop in it.
Well, and so Napier, I don't think Napier saw it. I think he just assumed it was us.
Yeah.
Because, you know, who else would it be? So he calls us up and he goes, guys, the toilet that you put in my front yard, there are squirrels making squirrel love in it. And it's really disturbing to watch these squirrels mating.
They were fucking in a toilet. They were fucking where people shit. Oh, and by the way, you should have seen my face when I came outside that day. I opened my door. There was a toilet.
I just stared at it. It couldn't have been out there long because, I mean, you called us pretty soon after we put it there.
Yeah.
I wish it had sat out there for... I mean, I know that, you know, when you, like, sit around in your underwear and play video games, that could be days.
Yeah.
So if we would have caught it at the right time, that could have been out there for a pretty good time. It was poor timing, I guess.
Yeah, it kind of was.
I mean, you went outside. I mean, that was probably, you know, the first time you had gone outside in a while. I mean, this was a long time ago.
No, I went outside a whole bunch of times when I was in the schools.
In the schools?
Yes.
That was one of my least favorite parts of Juno, was when they, like, when she went and put the chair in the front yard and would, like, sit in it and wait for him.
Yeah.
Juno's one of those movies where I loved it. Like, the first time I saw it, I was like, this is great. This is going to win Best Picture. Like, this is just fantastic. And then sort of the more times I watched it, I was like, it's kind of stupid.
I've never seen that damn movie.
It's good. I mean, I still like it, but it's like she goes and, like, gets this big, like, chair and carpet, right? And, like, a rug and all this stuff.
And puts it all up in the front
yard. Sits out in the front yard with her leg crossed and, like, wait for him to come outside. So, like, okay, that's a little much.
That dude's mom already didn't like him.
Yeah.
I mean, like, wouldn't that dude's mom just go outside and be like, bitch, what is all of this shit in my front yard?
Just knock on the fucking door.
If you want to come in and talk to my son,
this has to be far more trouble than just
ring on the goddamn doorbell or throw pebbles like Dawson used to do. No, Dawson used to climb in the window, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a window climber.
Yeah, good old
Dawson.
I don't
know. I never watched that show either.
I didn't know.
You know, that probably doesn't happen much in real life. That happens all the time in movies, but I imagine that probably doesn't happen much in real life.
Have you ever thrown a rock out a window? I don't think I have.
No, I haven't. But I'm talking about, like, you know, like the thing where people, like, climb in people's windows. I mean, that's how you get fucking shot.
No, I've never done that either.
Yeah. I mean, that happens a lot in TV shows.
Yeah, this is a Castle Law estate. You could shoot them, nothing would ever happen.
Be like, fucking guy put a ladder up to my window. I mean, what the fuck am I going to do? Just watch him climb up? Oh, hey, guy.
No
come
shit.
Come on in.
I mean, in Texas, you can actually shoot through the doors.
Wow.
That's legal. You can just shoot right through them.
Wow.
Yeah, apparently this dude was drunk, pounding on some dude's house because he was so drunk, he thought it was his house. And the guy was, like, screaming, yelling, "Let me in, let me in," this drunk, stupor voice. So the guy said, "Fuck that," and started shooting through the door.
Wow.
The guy died, and they were like, the family said, "Well, we want to prosecute." The sheriff said, "I don't think we can."
Wow.
The law is clear. If they're in danger, and obviously a drunk dude pounding on your door at 3 a.m., that's a concern.
Shoot through the door.
Yeah, fuck them.
Wouldn't be my go-to action, but...
Or how about, "Who is it?"
Well, the guy would say, "Who is it?" Like, "Who the fuck do you think it is? Let me in." Like, all right then.
Aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Fuck your whiskey dick. I gotta piss hard and I gotta go in there.
My mom's maid of honor at her wedding actually shot her husband through the door.
Woo.
On accident, or
he went down the street to get cigarettes or something, and he gave her a gun and said, "If anybody, you know, comes through this door, shoot him." And then he went and got cigarettes and came home, and you know,
I guess you should have, you know, made
surprise.
That yeah. Should have made a list out of who was allowed.
That's a really
special knock.
That's a really poor plan. Yeah, I mean, to say if anybody comes through this door, shoot him, and then forget you said that.
Duh.
Well, where are they living that, like, a trip to get some cigarettes requires, like...
I don't know. It was probably... They were in some kind of trouble with somebody, you know.
Yeah.
Like the Wild West?
Yeah,
I guess. Not the Wild. Like, if you got, like, some Mexicans after you for, you know, because you didn't pay your heroin bill that month.
Your heroin bill?
Yeah.
I like how they bill you.
They send you an invoice.
Yeah, it's like a... You're
past
tab.
Due on your heroin bill.
They call you up and, "Hey, S.A., you got a fax machine?"
repossess stuff.
I'm going to need at least one credit card number for holding.
"Hey, man, can I get some heroin?"
"Depends. How's your credit, man?"
Oh, 480. I don't think the manager's never going to approve this. Never. I mean, you're going to have to put down a deposit. Excellent.
I have a question for you, and I'm telling you right now, this is going to sound very racist.
Okay.
But this is I'm putting myself in the mind of a racist.
Okay.
Now I want you to think about this really hard. The other day, I was at Target.
Yep.
And like, there's a lot of zombie shit, you know, that new show on AMC. By the way, did you guys watch the first episode?
Yeah, fucking awesome.
It was pretty good. I'd watch it again.
How often do you see a little girl zombie and the dude just puts a gun to her head and
that's how they showed the tone of the show in the first, like, minute. They're like, "Yeah, we're just going to blast this 10-year-old girl in the face."
Yeah, and not like a regular-looking girl, like a fucked-up face-looking girl who's obviously looked like she got dragged behind a truck for about a mile and a half and took out half of her cheeks.
But anyway, so I was in that mindset, like the zombie mindset, and we were at Target, and we were walking behind, like, five or six... probably 19 to 20-something black people.
Yep.
There was like five or six of them. And they were walking like really, really slow and kind of, you know, doing the lean thing, and their pants were sagging. And like they looked ridiculous. But they were like, they spread out so that you couldn't walk
right
past them. And I was thinking about it like really, really hard. And I'm wondering if the origins of the zombie movie and the zombie tale, like based on, you know, racial theories that they're taking over and, you know, all that, is based on black people.
No.
Well, think about it. Think about it, Napier, before you just dismiss it outright. And I'm not saying, you know, that, you know, black people are like zombies. I'm saying that the origin of the zombie idea, I mean, like, somebody had to come up with this. And when they came up with it, they came up with zombies that walk really obnoxiously slow, and when they bite you, then you become a zombie. And
so that's like once you go black, never go back?
Yeah, yeah. Or like, you know, Wiggers or, you know, all that. And, you know, just how, like, eventually it's all zombies because they get rid of all the white people. They are white flight and what have you. So do you think there's any credence to that, or you think I'm just crazy?
Well, personally, I think it's probably just a group of buddies or family members. They're walking together and having a conversation. They're not really... They're kind of oblivious to what's going on around them. They're having a conversation.
About zombies? Like when they came up with the idea of zombies?
I don't know. Could be. Could be. They were talking about the Freemasons or the Illuminati. For some reason, the black people around here, they really have this thing about the Freemasons and the Illuminati. You ever had a discussion about that?
No.
About the people who are ruling the world, and if you make over $1 million, they induct you in part of their club, and you're not allowed to talk about it.
But do you have to be white?
No. Apparently Oprah's in it. Oprah's been in it.
So Oprah's in control?
Yeah, and so is Obama. Because he's a politician, he's in the Illuminati.
But is he, like, wealthy?
Yeah, he made a whole bunch of money on his books. Oh. He made millions on those.
Yeah.
Sarah Palin even more so, but she does speaking tours.
Well, if that was true, like let's just say it's true.
Yeah.
Why would Obama, like, basically, like, run for president and become president if that would be, like, a, you know, step down from...
Oh, no, they have a hierarchy just like any other social club.
Yeah.
But they're all bent on ruling the planet.
Huh.
And they're...
I mean, if you're in a committee...
you're the faggot now.
If you're in a committee that runs the world...
Yep.
Why would you
not necessarily be a committee?
For president?
Well, it's a social club. There's a hierarchy. There's, like, a hierarchy. There's the lower, like, lower-end people. Then there's, you know, the group that actually starts making the decisions. But there's still other members. They're not necessarily within the decision-making part, but they are a part of the group that does make the decisions.
Hmm.
So they're not exactly higher up.
Huh?
Seems pretty complicated.
It does. It seems very complicated.
You got to listen to the stories, though, factually.
I don't think that anybody has any control over anything.
Of course not.
I mean,
some more than others.
I think we're all just fucked.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't think anybody knows what's going on. I think, you know, there's a bunch of theories out there, and they're probably all wrong.
Yeah. Just keep in mind, when they say, like, oh, there are these evildoers, and they're in the banking system, and they've got all these incredibly smart people, what most people don't realize is, no matter how poor or how rich you are, like, 90% of the people have the exact same intelligence level. It might be a little bit less, might be a little bit more, but most people have the same intelligence level, no matter how much money they have, no matter what job they have, no matter what profession they're in.
So do you
people
just...
People are pretty well... on an even keel of stupidity.
Do you just get, like, a membership card in the mail? Like, the day you hit $1 million, you just get, like, a membership card in the mail?
No, they show up at your door, and then they...
Are they wearing, like, big hoods and, like, you know, Phantom of the Opera masks?
They didn't tell me what they were wearing, but apparently, once you start making over a certain amount, these people show up at your door, they kidnap you and your family, and then they do mind control, and then they tell you what you should be doing.
Napier! You just made the comment.
Yep, I did.
You know
kids
who
are popular?
Yeah,
phones are ringing.
You know who I think has definitely got something going on is that goddamn Will Smith.
Oh yeah, he was doing that whole thing like, oh, I'm not a Scientologist, but I can respect Scientologists.
Oh, I mean, now both of his kids have to be famous. And
yeah,
have you heard?
Oh no,
that?
They were yes. in there because his dad made money. They were already in.
Have you heard that song? That the
so bad.
Oh my god, it's like. That's like a thing now in like rap music, like where they just like repeat the same thing over.
It's terrible.
What's that Jay-Z song? That song is almost unlistenable. On to the next one.
Yeah, yeah.
On to the next one. On to the next. It's just like the same thing over and over.
I know.
It's like, why is this? Oh, and I do like Jay-Z, but like. That
is a terrible song.
It's almost unlistenable. It's like, why are they? I mean, there's nothing to it.
People get creative farts.
Creative farts?
Yeah, they just put out, you know, it looks like a brain fart. Only this is where, you know, you're trying to chisel out a statue and all of a sudden you think, pussy lips.
Pussy lips?
Vertical vaginas on the mouth. And then later on, after it's done, they're like, I don't know if I like this, but I got to pay the rent somehow. Selling it, whatever.
What was the thing with Jay-Z and MC Hammer? There was some beef.
Jay-Z just recently did something on...
oh, shit.
On a Kanye West song. Oh, God, what was it? What was the name of the Kanye West song? And the rap was pretty much, if I unlike MC Hammer, if I lost $30 million, it wouldn't hurt me.
Gotcha.
And MC Hammer, was kind of pissed off about it.
Okay.
And his, reply, it was really, really sad. Do you remember when MC Hammer was the shit?
What was his
reply? Do you remember his cartoon show?
Oh, let me see if I can find the... It was a MC Hammer... Do you even put MC Hammer anymore, or is it Hammer?
I think it's MC Hammer.
I think he's back to MC Hammer.
Well, yeah, it was noticeably bad. And the music video was really ridiculous.
Is the music video involved?
Yes, yes. There it is right there. Good one.
Excuse me.
Okay, there's a bunch of white people. And then there's MC Hammer. Oh.
King Hammer, huh?
King Hammer. Oh, so now he's King Hammer. Okay.
Hey, was that product placement just
yes,
a moment ago?
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely product placement. Let's skip ahead a little bit. This is ridiculous. No.
Bad acting to go with. Terrible rapping,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Wait, say what? Say what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's about to
Hammer's about to
business.
Throw down like he did in the 90s on that cartoon
show. Why does he mess around like
he's
on Jay-Z's level?
Yeah, I mean, why... Why would he just, oh, yeah.
Better run, run, run.
Yeah, and see, I guess that's Jay-Z there.
Yeah.
Only he's really fat. When you
Jay-Z's
see him...
Jay-Z's kind of fat.
Yeah, but he's not this fat. I mean, this guy is, quite fat. I mean...
Whoa, those are some titties.
Yeah, he's got some bitch tits on him.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, are you shitting me?
Isn't it just weird to see a 50-year-old black
man? Doesn't Hammer know that when he went gangster, no one liked him? Did he not learn that lesson?
Yeah, and he's good. And the devil, you see, the devil is chasing MC Hammer. Yeah, it's just...
Yeah.
It's terrible.
He did all this just for Jay-Z?
And what he's saying is that Jay-Z sold his soul to the devil.
Oh, because that makes sense.
Because that's...
Yeah, MC Hammer just sold his to fucking Pepsi. Yeah, so it's so much better. Pepsi's much more a legitimate source of income than Satan. At least Satan's checks come in on time.
I don't know where.
I think I need to get an iPad. It's pretty cool.
I don't... Where is it at?
I don't know. It's got to be in here somewhere.
So MC Hammer made a response to a 5-second clip hidden into
it's
a...
It's one line. Yeah. Here it is.
Oh.
That's it. So
I think Hammer overreacted.
Yeah, he puts one line in a song, and so MC Hammer comes out of retirement to
why does Hammer even act like he's on Jay-Z's level? Well, for 1 second, if you believe that if you started rapping, you could sell as much as Jay-Z or whatever, then why don't you?
Well, yeah. But no, I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying that the reason that Jay-Z is selling so much is because he sold his soul to the devil.
Oh, okay.
But the thing is, if you really think about it, that's the smartest thing MC Hammer's ever done. Well, I mean, in the last 10 years, because
right.
who the fuck was talking about MC Hammer?
Sure.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
I mean, it was a punchline in a Kanye West B-side.
Right.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Do you remember back in the 90s, back when artists were selling like ads, like they would sell themselves to be in ads? They'd get so much money from Pepsi or Coke to do a fucking commercial. And at the time, most people were pissed off. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You're selling your art to make fucking Nike commercials?
Yeah.
And I used to listen to a lot of Bill Hicks, and he would get fucking pissed off as shit whenever these bastards would sell themselves to, like, push Pepsi Clear
yeah.
or some shit.
Van Halen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Crystal Clear Pepsi. All right, that right now.
Yeah.
Hey, show them tomorrow. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a big thing back then. Like, if you were selling yourself, and that's part of what happened to MC Hammer was, people stopped listening to his music because he was a fucking sellout.
Well, MC Hammer was not like a artistic genius. I mean,
of course not.
He was a joke commercialized thing
right.
to begin with.
Exactly. He was little more than Boys to Men.
Didn't MC Hammer have like an MC Hammer cartoon?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
An MC Hammer cartoon,
so
an MC
bad.
Hammer plush doll, MC the parachute pants. I think he got a cut out of all that dumb shit.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, what did the MC Hammer... I mean, was it, like
I believe it was called Hammer Time or something?
Yeah,
yeah, but, I mean,
Time.
What did he do? Did he, like, save the world?
Yeah, he was like a superhero of some kind.
Yeah, he was like the superhero. He started off, like, every show, like, a little, like, green screen of him. And then all of a sudden, ooh, it busted into cartoon Hammer.
And he would fight things with music.
Yeah.
Did he jump through the screen and become cartoon Hammer?
No, he, like, jumped up and then they green screened him turning into a cartoon. Like, that was it. Like,
it was really, really
cartoon
bad.
Transformation. Go!
You know, there really isn't any, like, the very few, like, cartoons anymore that aren't centered around, like, a good versus evil struggle.
Right.
I mean, like, really? Like,
really? All the ones I watch are.
What cartoons are you currently watching, Napier?
Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, that's a good one. That's another one. Technically, Venture Brothers, that counts.
Venture Brothers
I've heard of none of these.
Like, two guys... And then there's crime and whatnot.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's very few...
I think Mike means, like, in G.I. Joe, like, the good guys shot, like, this color lasers, the bad guys shot, like, that color lasers. Like, it was, like, obvious, right?
Yeah. No, what I'm saying is, like, it doesn't seem like there's anything else that you make shows about anymore. I mean, there's very few things that aren't centered around, like, a good guy fighting a bad guy.
Really? What about South Park? They've been doing the same thing. There's no good guy and bad guy. Ugly Americans, that's on that. There's no good or evil. It's just...
Well, I said there's not many. It seems like that
Well,
that's
I can
big...
name... I can rattle them off.
Okay. Well, okay. Then I'm wrong.
I don't know what you're even talking about.
Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about either.
I mean, they still have Pokemon on. All the little Pokemon shows are...
Yeah, but that's you know, them fighting...
Yeah,
with
no, they're just fighting.
I can't believe that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is still as relevant as it is.
Is Ninja Turtles still around?
Dude,
they just had a movie. Yeah, they just had a CGI
movie. I went and saw the Ninja Turtles movie in the theater.
My mom's a teacher, and she was like, some of her kids were dressing up as Ninja Turtles for Halloween.
Yeah.
It's like, I cannot believe that is still relevant.
That College Humor thing where they stabbed Shredder, and then they just said, yeah, now what do we do now? You know, I mean, like, that Leonardo guy, with the exception of, like, you know, blocking attacks with his sword,
yes,
has never used the sword ever.
Right.
No, he'll punch him.
I mean, like,
right.
There's no point in him even having swords.
Right. He'll cut through, like, pipes and stuff, but he'll never, like, stab somebody.
Yep.
And, but, I mean, like...
But can you imagine, like,
I think there was a Japanese version of the Ninja Turtles where they made them into, like, a... It was, like, a... Not a comic book. It was, like, one of those little manga things. It was, like, an actual book, comic book. And apparently they ran around and killed people in it. Like, they actually did.
See,
kill
that's
people.
What they should be doing.
No, but that's Japanese. You can't do that over here.
I mean, if there are sewer-dwelling mutant turtles with swords, I would expect them to kill people.
Yeah, of course you would. But no, this is America. You can't do that on a little kid's show.
Yeah, I know.
It was geared toward like 12 and 11-year-olds. You can't kill people on
those
shows.
But like, the Ninja Turtles started because they wanted to sell action figures.
Yeah.
Like, they started action figures, and they're like, well, we want to sell these action figures, so we need to make a show centered around them so that they sell.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, if you killed bad guys, you could make new bad guys and sell more action figures.
You could, but
yeah,
then
but you have to have like
son of a bitch.
Every phone in the house is ringing.
Yay!
Yay!
But you can't like if you killed off you have to have established bad guys. You can't like every season have a new bad guy. Kids can't latch onto that.
Oh, you
yeah.
should.
Yeah.
If you think that's bad, you should look at not just Star Wars. Star Wars over here is horrible with the fucking toys. And the fucking bullshit and, like, the USB, like, lightsabers and the lightsaber chopsticks and...
I've never seen the lightsaber chopsticks.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That sounds pretty awesome,
though. Lightsaber chopsticks in green and... Dumbass Tyler Perry thing.
We going to go see For Colored Girls tomorrow, you think?
No, we're not.
No,
I don't watch Tyler Perry anything. That dumb shit is just too much for me.
You know, he's kind of like slowly taking over everything. I mean, like, he's got like two TV shows now, and he puts out a movie about every 4 months. And
really? Because I've never seen any one of them.
Do you think... I think he is the black Seth MacFarlane.
Really?
Like, well, he's got like two TV shows
now.
Yeah,
but are they good?
I'm sure... No, they're terrible. But that's not the point. People watch them. People go see his movies. I mean, how often does he put out a movie? It seems like
twice
very
a year,
often.
Yeah.
Like,
I'd say at least once every year, if not every other year.
And I mean, they're on tiny budgets and make
a
ton of money. So I imagine that they're. I mean, if he wants to make more, they'll let him make more. I mean, but yeah,
it's true.
My dad actually just called me because he read something about the three most overpaid actors in Hollywood, as according to what they're paid to what their movies gross. You want to take a stab at the top three names? This is
Orlando Jones.
Orlando Jones.
Orlando Jones.
That's your first guess.
Yes.
How much do you think he gets paid?
I don't know. Probably too much.
They probably let him eat. I mean, they probably like say, okay, we'll feed you.
What's the list? Would you like to keep guessing?
I wouldn't give him a per diem of Jack in a Box a day.
Okay, we'll just skip Orlando Jones and we'll say people of notoriety, like famous celebrities, not Orlando the 7-Up yours guy. Okay, Jesse, do you want to take a stab at it?
Didn't you say Denzel Washington?
Okay, so yeah. Denzel Washington was number three.
Nicolas Cage, because you
Nicolas
said...
Cage was not on the top three.
Really?
You would imagine he would be.
Yeah.
He's not.
Maybe he doesn't get paid a lot.
Jim Carrey?
No, Jim Carrey was not on the list.
Didn't you say Chris Rock?
I guessed Chris Rock, but I
would also
incorrect.
Guess Chris Rock.
I have no idea.
Number one was Will Ferrell.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
According to what he's paid to what his movies gross, Will Ferrell is number one. Number two is Eddie Murphy, which is understandable.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Eddie Murphy. Oh, God.
When was the last time he was in a movie worth a shit?
What was the last two he put out? One was Daddy Day Camp or something.
Oh,
Daddy
God,
Daycare?
Yeah.
No, he's put out a couple of
he's
bombs
been terrible.
Since then.
What was that, the other, where he was in the robot?
Meet Dave.
You Meet Dave. That was fucking
so
trash.
I didn't hate Meet Dave.
What about The Adventures of Pluto Nash?
I guess the only thing that's keeping him afloat is
Shrek.
The Shrek shit.
Yeah.
But let's say you were Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
You had a whole bunch of success in the 80s doing like R-rated shit.
Yep.
And then like you take a turn for kid-friendly shit,
right?
And just have bomb after bomb after bomb after bomb. Wouldn't you take something?
Would you go back?
Like as R-rated as you possibly could? I mean,
I would imagine. But I don't know.
You
guess he didn't
not
want to
get me in an R-rated comedy fast enough.
No
I
shit.
I don't know. I know. You know he's going to have one of those at some point, though. At some
or do you
point,
think he's just not interested in it?
Now, at some point, his career will really bomb out to the point that he needs to get it back.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he and has they'll to be eat. Like, it'll be a big deal when he takes his first role in some, you know, X-rated comedy or whatever.
I wonder if he's
he can't be making any money off those Beverly Hill Cop movies after 20 years.
You know, I bet he still gets checks.
I don't think he gets
Let's look him up on IMDb.
See what he's got in the hopper?
He's got in the hopper. Eddie Murphy, actor Norbit. That is what he's known for.
Norbit.
Really?
That wasn't very good.
No.
It was Shrek a nutty... Forever After, A Thousand Words, and Tower Heist. So it doesn't...
I've never even heard of that movie.
They're making another Shrek?
No, that was the last one.
Oh.
A Blase. Blase.
Blase, yeah.
Guy learns that he has only 1,000 words left to speak before he will die.
I'd shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Write notes. That's the only thing he has in the hopper.
Wow, that is really fucking stupid. If somebody came up to me and said, you're going to play a character and he only has 1,000 words and then he'll die. That is a dumb fucking premise. You might as well say you can only shit so many times. That would actually be more
relevant.
I wonder
if there's, you know, stipulations on that. Like, only 1,000 words left to say. Like, it counts if you write or... Because, I mean, I would just get one of those, you know, Roger Ebert things and live the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Napier, would you just say fuck 999 times and then live out your life as a mute?
And cunt. And then I would actually have my jaw drilled shut and, like, my front teeth cut out so I can put a straw there. Like, up, soup forever.
That'd be a good weight loss technique. Didn't you have weight loss tips for everybody?
Yeah, weight loss tip number one, this is how you burn calories really easily.
Wait, shouldn't we have some kind of, like, you know... Okay, go ahead.
Napier's weight loss tip for the day. Punch infants to burn calories. If you wish to save your knuckles, duct tape puppies to them.
Ah, okay.
That is what we call in the business a Napier grenade.
Whee!
So, Jesse, you haven't been here in 3 months. You got to have some kind of fun story or something.
I don't know. I'm sure I could think of one. Here... The only thing I was going to talk about, Mike, I got a beef with you. I got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, well.
This is the only thing I had to bring up today. Okay. When you have something on Facebook or Twitter, you put it on all of your Facebooks and Twitters, and that annoys me. So, for example, last night when you said something about the wedding, you said the wedding was very nice or whatever.
Uh-huh.
You put it on your Facebook... And the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Facebook.
Uh-huh.
And the Twitter. And your Twitter.
No, I didn't put it on my Twitter. Now, see, the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Facebook page is linked to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Twitter page. So when I put something on Facebook, it goes to Twitter.
So,
and my theory for that was basically that... We have 3 fans, and 2 of them got married yesterday.
Yeah, so we've combined to maybe one household now.
But as far as the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Twitter, that is like stream of conscious Mike. I mean, like, I post on that pretty regularly. The Facebook, I will put something on there when it's something that I feel as though my, you know, regular people, like, you know, my parents, my aunt, my friends, when I think that there's something interesting enough to put on there, it makes it to Facebook.
But
all the bullshit on Twitter, that actually all the shit that's ridiculous enough that I think I would probably get in trouble if people found out, that shows up on the WFOD
Twitter.
Okay, so
here's my question, though. Even for Facebook, why do you need to put it on both Facebooks?
I don't know.
I don't know. That annoys me for some reason. And then it was even worse. It gets worse because sometimes you'll post something on Facebook and Twitter, and then you'll call me to tell me about it. That was like the time, like, and that's like
Jesse,
really
I'm very easily excitable, okay? When something like, awesome look, happens, I want people to know about it immediately.
But it's not just something awesome. It's just like you have a joke. Like, it was the only example I can think of off the top of my head was the Blues game that was on Columbus Day. And you go, you put on your Facebook, thanks Blues for having a game on Columbus Day. Who do you think can watch this? Like mailmen or something along those lines? Like,
yeah.
And then you called, you put on your Facebook, you put on your Twitter, and then you called me to tell
me. I called you because Sarah told me you were home.
I was off work.
And I wanted to know if anyone was there. And I didn't know anyone else who was home that could look at the game on the television and tell me if there was anyone there. So that's why I called you specifically. Because I wanted you to turn on the game and say, yeah, Mike, doesn't look like anybody's there. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't do anything like that.
Am I excessive? Yes. I apologize for that.
Well, I don't think anything is excessive. Anything I think is excessive is ignored.
Yeah.
And then it becomes background noise.
Yeah. You like, just tune it out altogether?
Yeah. Well, I have a dial tone. I have a dial tone. It just goes off sometimes.
When I'm ignored, Jesse, I lash out. I just go into overdrive. And that's when you get 100 calls and 100 text messages until somebody pays attention to me.
I want to get a three-way splitter catheter and then pee into it and then share my pee with people.
Why three? Why not four or five?
Well, we only got three people in this room.
Oh.
This is what we're doing tonight.
You're going to, like, enjoy some of your own piss?
Yeah, no, I'm going to put the piss, like, in other dick holes. And then we're all going to share piss.
What would happen if you pissed into my dick hole?
No, he's suggesting three coming out.
Yeah. No.
So the three stream. Of us are going to, like, combine our stream. Piss?
Well, no, not combine. Like, it would just, like, swirl around into this little, like, duct, and then it would all come back in through pressure.
Well, that sounds painful.
So all three of our piss will combine into one piss bucket?
Tank. Yeah, like Captain Planet.
And then go back?
Well, no, it wouldn't go out. Like, it would... Like, as you're pissing, it's mixing, and then it's, like, mixing around, and then eventually the pressure difference in the hose is going to, you know, you can't really piss any more into it because there's too much piss. It's just going to be all piss.
Then it's going to back.
Then it's going to back up.
Yeah. Do you think that would have, like, a strange effect on us?
I don't know.
Like, what would happen if your, like, piss went back? Wouldn't you just piss it back out again?
Yeah, well, eventually. Just piss it back out.
Yeah. Eventually,
be bad or not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they have research facilities for.
I mean, is
we're
it like...
We're going to get 10 goats, and we're going to do this right.
Is it like blood? Like,
unless you're pissing blood.
I mean, is your pee... You know how, like, right. they like your blood's blue until it leaves you, and then it's red?
No, it's always that color. Always.
Isn't your blood blue until it comes out of you,
no,
and then it's red?
No, it's like a dark purple. It's not a blue. It's like a...
But you know what I'm saying? There's a difference.
Yeah, like, but there is
once
with
oxygen like hits it or whatever, it changes color. Or...
Yeah, that's because of what the blood's made out of and, you know, iron and everything
else. But what I'm asking is pee different?
No, it's ammonia. It doesn't change with oxygen.
Oh, okay. So if the pee went back up, it would still be the same?
Yeah, it's all going to look the exact same. And if I mean, it might be a little different depending on what each of us ate today. So you might have different colored piss than what you're supposed to have in you.
Hmm. But it wouldn't go back far enough into you to make any kind of difference.
It would go into your bladder.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, you would...
No, it's not. It's not going to go anywhere other than bladder. Yeah, you're fine.
I mean, not that I'm worried. I'm sure your guys' pee is fine.
Well, I'm sure it is too.
Well, you're in sterile.
So. Yeah, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you could literally piss on an open wound, and it'd probably be fine.
Probably.
I'd hope so. I mean, I've done it a whole bunch of times.
You've pissed on open wounds a bunch of times?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay.
What? I was told to. That's how you clean it. First you pour the whiskey on there, then you piss on it.
Oh, man.
Then you rub some dirt, bleach, and salt.
Where were you that you didn't have access to, like, a Band-Aid?
I-40.
Oh. I-40, like, that's like, it might as well be the Wild West or something.
Yeah, it some of it is.
Okay, so this has been bugging me for a while, and I want your guys' opinion on this. there are three songs in heavy, like, top 40 radio rotation right now that are the same song.
Okay.
And, like, all three of them are big hit songs. And, no, I don't remember the names off the top of my head, but the two guys that produced one produced all three.
Okay.
And what I want to know is, like, if you recycle the same music from one song to another, do you get paid again? Or is it just is it just like something that's available for everyone? Do you remember the controversy with Stairway to Heaven and that Taurus song?
No, not really.
Okay, let me see if I can find that first. The Stairway to Heaven and Taurus, like, apparently a lot of Zeppelin's first album, there were questions as to whether or not, like, they made the songs or if they were like, stolen from somewhere. And one of the biggest ones was a band that they opened for called Taurus. And, Spirit. And the song was Taurus. Yeah. So, this I think this is the two of them, like, put together. This is Spirit. And this is Zeppelin. I mean, there are similarities.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a big deal. And, like, I think that, you know, they ended up suing and getting some kind of writing credit on it. And so that was a big deal. And if you... Do you remember when the Tom Petty and Red Hot Chili Peppers thing happened with Mary Jane's Last Dance and... what was that?
I don't remember
Californication
that.
Californication, or... they sounded very similar, and the press made a big deal about it, but Tom Petty just kind of laughed it off and, you know, said, you know, I'm sure that some of my shit sounds like something else, too, and he just let it go. But the press made a huge deal about it, that the two songs basically sounded very, very similar. Mary Jane... I can't fucking find it, but you, okay. Mary Jane's Last Dance. That's the name of the song, isn't it?
I believe.
Mary Jane's Last Dance. Now, this isn't a very great version of it, but you get the overall vibe of the song.
Okay.
And then you combine that with
Californication,
and they sound pretty much identical. And Under Pressure, the Queen song, and
Ice Ice Baby,
they settled out of court on that, and you know that was a big deal. But then, and I hate this song. No, this isn't even the song. What song was
it? It's Danny California.
They have so many goddamn songs about California. I mean, like, you can't even keep them straight. They got like
okay,
100...
last time I told you just about every fucking Chili Pepper song is about California, you yelled at me about it.
No, well, no, you're right. I'm not... Of course you're right. Every fucking song they have is about California. At least in the last two or three albums they've put out. Everything. Last Dance with Mary Jane. Yeah, okay. So
okay.
Right now, there are three songs.
Okay.
Oh, and I can't forget the Joe Satriani thing with... Coldplay. You remember hearing about that?
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
If I Could Fly and Viva La Vida. They sounded very similar. But right now, there are three songs on the radio that are identical. This is the first one. I don't think this is the first one to come out, but this is the first one I'm putting on. I came today and stay and stay and stay and stay.
Now you got to wait for the chorus on this one because it isn't identical right away. I'll tell you when it is.
Okay.
Wow, this is a popular song.
It is.
I can totally see why.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna impregnate my girlfriend.
Okay, listen.
To this.
You hear that? You hear that?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's number one.
That sounds kind of odd to be in that song. Like the beginning, it didn't. Yeah. Oh well, whatever.
Okay. Song number two. Now tell me this isn't the same thing.
Okay. Wake up in the morning feeling
like P. Diddy. Hey, grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna Yeah, it's pretty similar.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Brush my teeth with okay. And, Napier's favorite. Oh no, this is a parody. We certainly don't want a parody. All these are parodies. Oh, this is gay.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Okay.
It's the same thing.
Today I'm going to give you some advice on how to work with glitter.
Oh, okay. We're going to learn how to work with glitter. Awesome. And these are all...
Yeah,
like,
okay.
You're I mean, if you're going to give it to Spirit on the
Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway
yeah.
to Heaven thing, you got to give it to those.
But
it's
true.
It's the same producer, the same like songwriter or whatever. It's the same guy. So I guess you can't... Really, but I mean, when you hear the three songs, I think two of them were on the radio at the same time. I was like, wait a fucking second.
Well, keep in mind, these aren't musicians. These are glorified pop singers that do techno music.
Yeah.
And who gives a shit about techno? It's dumb shit. These people have no integrity. They speak over pre-recorded music. It's not like they're out there with a keyboard. I mean, they're not producing music. They're given a script and they're told, here you go. I mean, they don't have any choice about what they're doing. They're just put in a booth and said, here, you got an hour to record these four songs. Good luck. Oh, yeah. Also, you want to hear something really funny?
I do. I really do want to hear
okay.
something funny.
Carlos Mencia. Do you remember that controversy with him when he was stealing all those fucking jokes?
Yeah.
Did you see the one about Dane Cook?
Yes.
And him stealing songs too.
Dane Cook? Yeah. They had a couple side by side things where he lifted stuff from.
And did you
Louis
see
C.K.?
Did you see the one with what's his name? Oh fuck. It was Bill Hicks and who is that guy? He was he's in Rescue Me. What's his name?
Dennis Leary.
Yeah, him and Dennis Leary stole all of his shit from.
Well, they have very similar like personas. I mean, they're both like the fuck you. I'm gonna smoke and eat red meat.
Yeah, but they came out at the exact same time.
Lots of
and,
bitches.
Yeah, but did you notice after Bill Hicks died, Dennis Leary didn't do stand up anymore.
He got acting work and stopped doing stand up.
Yeah, I mean, all of his shit was just stolen off of Bill Hicks.
Yeah.
I mean, Bill Hicks came out first. Dennis Leary stole all of his material off of him. Bill Hicks dies. He's got nothing else to do.
Oh, I'm sure
so now he goes over
that
to acting.
A lot of people. I mean, a lot of people borrow from other people. I mean, we talked about this last week with the guess if it's Nickelback or not Nickelback.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if Nickelback went away, the Nickelback other bands would still produce new material. That would still sound like Nickelback.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't just, they're all musicians and they all do shitty music and it's all relatively the same. They wouldn't then stop doing shitty music and start doing classical rock. Or start rapping over pre-recorded beats.
Although that'd be interesting.
Yeah, they wouldn't change what they're doing. They would still keep doing whatever dumbass shit they're doing.
What are you looking up there, Mike?
Have you heard about this thing where GLAAD is freaking out about the Ron Howard movie?
No.
I wish I could find his like exact statement because it was awesome. But GLAAD, in Ron Howard has a new movie with Vince Vaughn in it coming out.
Jesus.
And at the very beginning of the trailer, Vince Vaughn says, "Electric cars are gay."
Yeah.
And I mean, that's in the trailer. And so GLAAD freaks the fuck out that he said electric cars are gay because, you know, they're being derogatory towards gays. And so they got it removed. They got the movie studio agreed to remove it from the trailer.
Right.
But Ron Howard will not agree to move it from the movie because he's basically saying, you know, it helps build, you know, this character development. And just because we don't agree with what the character is saying doesn't mean the character can't say it.
Yeah, you can have characters who are bad guys.
Yeah. And, you know, they can say all kinds of things. But and so basically he's saying, you know, if you neuter everything and puss down everything, then everything will suck. And, you know, for comedic sake, it's staying in.
Right.
Fuck you guys. And then the story, like, kind of went away.
Right.
And, like, it's just kind of funny. I wish I could find the state. I looked for it. I can't find it. But Ron Howard's statement was just fucking awesome. And he's basically, like, you know, saying, you know.
Fuck you, homos.
Fuck you, homos. Yeah. But, and the best line of it is, and by the way, I have nothing against electric cars. but it's a movie, you know. Fuck you.
Exactly. Why don't these fucking people grow a thicker goddamn skin?
Yeah,
it's not when it's used in that context. They're not talking. That's not derogatory against gay people. It's just a statement.
I don't know.
They need to grow. They're already wearing cowboy chaps anyway. Maybe they should grow, you know, some ass on those chaps.
Well, and you know what? To a certain extent, sometimes, you know, they have a gripe. Like, if a gay guy gets beat up or something, sure.
But that has nothing to do with the movie.
Go get him.
Yeah.
But if a guy says an electric car is gay, electric cars are kind of gay.
Yeah.
I mean, they're probably good for us, great. Bring them out if the technology is there. But they're a little bit gay.com. Let's not lie.
When was the last time somebody said, "Man, I get so much pussy in this Prius"? You wouldn't believe
pussy
the kind
of magnet.
Good for you.
The kind of tail I'm picking up with this shit would drive you crazy.
Yeah,
pussy magnet.
But it's just
exactly. Fuck them. Fuck them if they can't take a goddamn joke.
Right.
So this is No Shave November, by the way.
Novembeard.
Novembeard. That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
It needs to start.
Yeah.
I mean, it's already started.
Yeah. Oh, for you.
Yeah.
I had to shave because I went to a wedding.
See, I've got a wedding on like the 20th that Sarah says I have to shave for that.
No, it's Novembeard.
So I know. Why are you doing Novembeard?
Tell her to get the fuck over it. By then, you'll have like a really impressive beard.
It really will be ridiculous. And everyone in my office is doing it. Like, even like executives are doing it.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I have to do it. She's like, ugh.
Then does it become a competition to see like who keeps it the longest? Or
no, I don't think so. I think just none of the guys are shaving in November.
You guys just decided this?
It was told to me that apparently. I guess they do it all the time.
What happens if you shave on the 20th? Are you fired?
I don't know. Probably not. But
are you
I'll
suspended
probably be
for 10 days?
You'll be mocked.
Sure.
Oh, look at Babyface over here.
Exactly.
Oh. Yeah. Napier's got like the thin, like
chin strap
thing going.
It's like a thick chin strap.
Yeah, it's a thick chin strap. That way, it's not douchebaggy or Mexican.
Oh, you're gonna have the Mexican American Union coming after you now.
If that's what they're gonna get me for,
yeah.
I think we just said that they were all
heroin
dealers earlier.
Well, hey, man, you got a problem with my facial hair? Fuck you, S.A.
I'm just saying, where do you get the cocaine from? You don't get cocaine from Canada.
Colombians?
Yeah. You're not getting cocaine from Canada, just saying. I'm not saying anything racist.
Do you get anything from Canada? Like, does Canada...
Maple syrup.
That's it?
But drug-wise, do they produce anything?
Meth.
Probably not. Yeah. Probably some
You can make meth anywhere, though.
Yeah.
It's not a crop. It's bleach. I'm going to smoke me some bleach crystals. Fuck yeah, let's do it. I'm going to put this shit right in my eyeball and then go fuck. Give me a meth hard on. Yeah, I got meth balls. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Hey everybody, there's like 100 ways to follow us. I'm going to give you all of them. Maybe you're a blog person. Well, wfodix.blogspot.com, that's our blog. If you just like our website, wfodix.podbean.com, that's our homepage. If you're a Twitter person, @wfodix. Maybe you're super anti-technology and you just like to use the phone, 314-266-WFOD. That's 314-266-WFOD. 9363, or if you just want to email us, wfodix@live.com. See you in hell, faggots!